Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Psalm chapter 24, verses 3 and 4. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false, and does not swear deceitfully. What a powerful question and answer in the heart of this psalm. I just feel the weight of that question. Like, who can ascend the hill of the Lord? Who can stand in his holy place? Like, who can stand before the holy God of the universe? Who is fit? Who is able to come into his presence? And the answer is, he who has clean hands and a pure heart. So think about this, outward and inward. An inward purity that plays out in outward cleanliness. He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false. The picture is a heart that is lifted up to God alone. God alone on the throne of our heart. God alone at the center of our soul's desires and thoughts and affections and adoration. He does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully. Again, you see there the outward and the inner. So a heart, a soul that is lifted up to God alone, and then a mouth that brings honor to God alone, who does not swear deceitfully. There's honesty and truthfulness and faithfulness and integrity flowing from this heart that is fixed on God. So we read this and we think, who among us fits that description? Who among us has completely clean hands, has a completely pure heart? Like, I'm out at this point. I'm assuming you're out at this point. Like, our hearts, our hands are not completely pure, are not completely clean. We, I think, are all prone to lift up our souls to other gods, to idols, even to good things in our lives, people, things, dreams, aspirations that we desire more than we desire God, that we elevate to a place that God alone deserves to be elevated to. And we speak in ways that don't bring honor to God. There is a lack of inward purity and worship in each of our hearts that leads to a lack of outward cleanliness and integrity in our lives. We are sinners. The implication is we can't ascend the hill of the Lord. We can't stand in his holy place. And yet, we read this in Psalm 24, but then we fast forward to a place like Hebrews 10 that says, let us draw near to the throne of God. How is that possible? Hebrews 10, with full assurance of faith. With faith, we draw near with faith in what? Faith in who? Faith in Jesus, the one Hebrews 10 describes as he who has made a way for us to enter into God's presence by his blood. He has paid the price for all of our uncleanness. Jesus has paid the price for all of our impurity. Jesus has paid the price for all of our idolatry. Jesus has paid the price for any and every bit of lack of integrity in our lives. Jesus has paid the price for all of our sins, inward, outward. Jesus has paid the price for all of them on a cross. And through his death on the cross, his substitute is a sacrifice for your sins and my sins. Oh, this gospel never, ever, ever gets old. Because of what he has done, you and I right now have the privilege of ascending the hill of the Lord and standing in his holy place, drawing near to God with full assurance of faith in Jesus. Oh God, we praise you right now for this privilege of prayer. God, we praise you for the privilege of being in your presence, of speaking to you, you listening to us, for us, wherever we are right now.
Lord, calling out to you in prayer, thank you, thank you, thank you for this privilege of drawing near to you. Jesus, we praise you. We draw near to the Father right now with faith in you, with faith in what you have done. We confess we don't have clean hands and a pure heart like we want, like we must have to be in the presence of God. We don't have hearts that are totally fixed on your glory. We don't have mouths that totally speak to your glory. And yet we praise you for this privilege that you've made possible for us right now to pray today, to walk with you. And so we praise you for this privilege and we pray by your grace in us, make our hands all the more clean, our hearts all the more pure. God, we want pure hearts. We want clean hands. By the power of Jesus in us, please cause these things to be true of us. We want our hearts lifted up to you. God, open our eyes to idolatry in our lives. Open our eyes even to good things that we are giving attention and affection to that pull us away from ultimate attention and affection for you. God, help us to love people, things in this world rightly, under the banner of supreme love for you with all our heart and soul and mind and strength. God, we pray that you would rid us of idolatry, and we pray that our mouths would be honoring to you, glorifying to you in everything we say. Oh God, please, 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 by the power of Jesus in us, as we draw near to you through faith in him, we pray that you would cause these things in Psalm 24:4 to be more and more reality in our lives. God, make us a people today with clean hands, pure heart, who are not lifting up our soul to what is false and who are not swearing deceitfully, that we may walk just unhindered in your presence, in constant communion with you, as we trust in, put our faith in your grace through Jesus every single moment. Oh, thank you, God, for the privilege of standing in your holy place. Right now, in Jesus' name, we experience this privilege. Amen.